time for the Warriors.
Welcome back. Well, it's perhaps the ultimate challenge for weekend warriors. A vertical one. Climbing the tallest building in town will have you literally fighting for air. And that's the point. The American Lung Association's fourth annual Fight for Air Climb is a major fundraiser for local residents with lung health problems. And yes, believe it or not, it's a lot of fun, too. Here with more, we welcome Nicola Barnack, Development Manager for the American Lung Association in Florida, and Connie Smith. She's with Wells Fargo. They're a presenting sponsor of the Fight for Air Climb. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicola, 42 flights of stairs. Hundreds of people willingly do this every year, don't they?
Absolutely. This year we already have 550 ready to go.
And they'll be doing this next Saturday, February 4th, at the Bank of America Tower, correct?
Yes, that's right. Starting at 8 a.m., climbing up the stairs, 42 flights. That's 838 stairs.
838 stairs. You know exactly the number. This is all a fundraiser for the American Lung Association of Florida. Connie Smith, Wells Fargo has a team of volunteers as well. Are you going to be participating?
I am.
You're doing it.
I am. This is my fourth year. I've been the captain for our Wells Fargo team now since 2009. And we're very excited. Our team has been growing a little bit every year.
How difficult, how challenging is it to train for this?
Well, here's the truth, Melissa. It's better to train, certainly. You'll have a better experience. But a lot of people will show up on Saturday, February 4th, and climb the stairs for the first time.
Just to see if they can do it.
That's exactly right.
And, Nicola, we need to point out this is fun, this is challenging, and this is an important event for your association. Where will the money raised go?
Absolutely. It stays local. We fund local education programs about asthma. We fund programs like the Better Breathers Club. There's local research that stays here in Jacksonville, as well as advocacy. Very important, lung health.
And lung cancer is a much more deadly disease than, say, breast cancer, even though it gets a lot of publicity and attention. So events like this, Connie, are so important in raising awareness as well as money.
It's very true. I think one of the reasons why Wells Fargo is involved is because so many of our team members have family, friends who have been impacted by lung disease. And as Nicola said, it's asthma, it's COPD, it's emphysema, lung cancer, all of those things. We've all been touched by those things.
So come on out next Saturday, February 4th, for the fourth annual Fight for Air Climb Jacksonville. Everything gets started at the Bank of America Tower at 8 a.m. That's at 50 North Laura Street, right downtown. You can register and sign up right on the spot. Although lots of folks have been training for those 838 steps for a while now, hundreds of thousands of dollars have been raised by these climbs, so get on out and help them raise even more this year. Thanks so much for joining us. Nicola Barnack, Development Manager for the American Lung Association in Florida, and Connie Smith of Wells Fargo, presenting sponsor. Have a great time.
Get out the
Tiger Balm after the event, and enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, later in the hour, our Friday movie review, plus the sound of Jacksonville's own Polygons as the band releases its new CD. But up next, the art of the 60s on display in living color in a new exhibit. We'll have details. You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.
On the road or at home, chill out with the Electro Lounge, only on 89.9, Tuesday to Saturday nights.
It's a deceptively simple question, really. What happened last year?
10 years of economic and technological progress had produced some very feisty young people. Once they get angry, they become very efficient at organizing protests.
I'm Kai Rizdal from the Middle East to the rest of the world, how we got to the protests of 2011. That's next time on Marketplace from 8 p.m., American Public Media. Weeknights at 6 on 89.9 WJCT, community-supported public radio.
Welcome back. Well, it was one of the most radical periods in contemporary art. The 1960s saw an explosion of creativity that reflected the turbulent social and political events of the time. The civil rights movement, Vietnam, the sexual revolution all affected and expanded Americans' participation in the arts. The Museum of Contemporary Art Jacksonville is exploring the art of the 60s in a new exhibit. Executive Director Marcel Poletnik joins us now with more about what visitors will see. Hello.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Great, and great to see you. This is a fascinating period historically, so it only makes sense that the art would be great and fascinating, too. What are our visitors to MoCA going to see in this exhibit?
They're going to see a variety of works of different media, different artists, different concepts, and different movements. The 1960s saw a proliferation of different art movements that emerged during that time. And if you were in the 60s, it was probably less apparent than it is today that it was really the birth of contemporary art as we know it. So many artists participated in different movements, everything from pop art, abstract expressionism, minimalism, optical art, video and performance. And we hope that through this exhibition, we can actually encourage our visitors to review or learn for the first time about the richness of what happened over the course of this decade.
This is a multimedia exhibit. You can't talk about art in the 60s without thinking of Andy Warhol. You're going to be screening some of his short films as part of this. Is that right?
Absolutely. Andy Warhol's screen tests, of course, are very well known, and we've taken the liberty now that we're fully in the 60s for the next few months to screen a number of those. In fact, this Saturday when we have our grand opening for the exhibition, we're going to be screening them from 11 to 3 and then again at Art Walk. So it's a wonderful opportunity to see not only Andy Warhol's visual images in the galleries, but also see the film experiments that he was running at the factory at the same time.
And other major artists, the work of Roy Lichtenstein, Willem de Kooning, Mark Rothko, incredible artist, Jasper Johns, and others. This is a major exhibit. These are huge names in the art world. How difficult was it to get their works to Jacksonville and put them all together?
That's a very perceptive question, Melissa. It is actually a challenge. Every exhibition that includes works from lenders is a feat to organize. And, of course, we want our visitors to have the best experience possible, and so we took great pains to make sure that we had wonderful representative works from the major artists of the decade. We included works from our own permanent collection, some local lenders, but also we've had a number of lenders from other parts of the country, universities, museums, and also private collections. So it's a wonderful opportunity to really see a good representation of artworks from the 60s and artworks by major artists of that decade.
And as we discussed, all of the social and political changes of that time really affected artistic expression. How will people, especially younger visitors, will they get an education about the history of that decade as well?
Absolutely. In fact, not only through the exhibition, but the exhibition's main emphasis is on education. And so in addition to the works of art that tell their own stories, we have a number of texts throughout the galleries that visitors will be able to read to learn more, a wonderful brochure that also includes further information, as well as a number of educational programs, the first of which actually deals with that very issue. On February 9th, our UNF professor David Cartwright is going to be giving a lecture about what and when were the 60s. And so he talks about this concept known as the long 60s, the impact that the 60s made that continues to reverberate to this day. He'll be talking about the social changes, some of the historical watershed moments that really impacted artists and social history in general.
It was a lot more than bell bottoms and Woodstock.
Absolutely.
Are you going to encourage people who come out for the opening to wear their bell bottoms and their love beads?
Without a doubt. I should also mention that the library has been a wonderful partner for us during the course of this exhibition. And so thanks to them, we've put together reading lists of major works, major literary works of the 60s, as well as major music that was, of course, another highlight of the decade. And the library will be having their own series of programs surrounding the exhibition, which include workshops on macrame and, you know, various things that perhaps many of us have forgotten.
Consciousness-raising workshops.
Exactly.
Like that. That's kind of what I think of, but I'm sure they have a lot going on. That's just incredible. So much to explore at the Museum of Contemporary Art Jacksonville and right next door at the Downtown Public Library as MoCA Jacksonville premieres Refocus, Art of the 1960s. It opens this Saturday, January 28th, and runs through April. Definitely take advantage of this. What an incredible job you've done. As I mentioned, art by Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein, Willem de Kooning, Mark Rothko, Jasper Johns, Robert Rauschenberg. That is quite something. That's the type of exhibit you would normally see in New York, Los Angeles, Boston. These are major artists. Don't miss this opportunity to come see this exhibit. Kudos to you, Marcel Poletnik, Executive Director at MoCA, for pulling this all together. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.